I think we're going to get started now. Good afternoon, everyone. This is the May 11th, 2022 meeting of the Development Review Board. This is the afternoon session where we will look at minor cases and sketch plots. We will be looking at agenda items 6 through 15. And I want to note for the audience that these cases were deferred this morning on this agenda, item 10. Item 11 and item 12. So those will not be reviewed today. And we're going to go ahead and start off with agenda item 6, PR 2021-5467, EPC final site plan sign off SI 2022-861 for Raising Cane's Restaurants at 4800 Montgomery Boulevard. And the agent is Modulus Architects.
Hi, good morning. This is Regina with Modulus Architects.
Good morning. Go ahead and give us your name again, firm and address, please.
Regina Quay, Modulus Architects, 100 Sun Avenue, Albuquerque, New Mexico, 87109.
Do you swear affirm to tell the truth?
I do.
Okay. This is the first time reviewing this, so if you would go ahead and give us an overview.
Okay, yes, absolutely. So as you stated, this is a final site plan sign-off request. So the site is located at 4800 Montgomery and is approximately 1.3 acres. So we did go to the EPC with this case for a major amendment to the controlling site development plan to allow for the redevelopment of this lot, which is B1. And the uses are for a drive-through with a restaurant use, or a drive-through use of April 2022 is when we got it approved. So all conditions of approval for the EPC notice of decision have been satisfied. And so the current structure on site, we're going to be demoing the entire 6,000 plus square footage of the building. And we're going to be redeveloping the site into a 3,331 square foot Raising Cane's building with drive-through and accessory uses. So at this time, we would just like to go through the comments of the agencies that we did receive.
Okay, thank you, Ms. Okoye. Is there any member of the public that is here to speak on this agenda item? You will need to raise your hand using the reactions button at the bottom of your screen on Zoom, or you can press star 9 if you're on the phone. So go ahead and do that now if this item is one you'd like to speak on. Okay. Not seeing anyone, let's go to Water Authority for comments.
Chair, this is Blaine Carter for the Water Authority. A couple comments on this one. Number one, we are requesting a copy of your project's topographic survey. The manhole that you show a connection to is not in our system at all. And before we put in our system, we'd like to have it based upon an actual surveyed document. So we're requesting that in this case so we can add it to our system. It does appear to be there based upon obviously you have it surveyed, but we also see it in Street View. So we'd like to get that added so it's in our records. So that's one item that's a request. So we have the documentation to update our system. On the utility plan, it does depict the irrigation meter branched off from the domestic service line. We don't allow that. The meter has to have a straight connection to the public main. So that's a revision to the utility plan. And as well, the fire line connection is called out specifically as a wet tap, and we would not allow that. It had to be a dry tap. So those two comments can be cleared up by your utility plan engineer. And other than that, we don't have any objections. I would note that the meter is not in the right of way and it's not in an existing water easement. You'll need to do a paper easement when you put it in before you get service. So be aware of that. I think we worked on another project where that came up. But other than that, we have no objections or comments. If you have any questions for me, I'd be happy to answer. Thank you.
Thank you, Blaine. Those are pretty clear, and we will provide you the topo survey.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Code enforcement.
Thank you, Madam Chair. This is Jeff Palmer with Code Enforcement. Just have a couple of relatively minor comments. As noted on the amended site plan, development must follow the approved EPC plan where silent relevant IDO sections will apply. Please follow IDO section 5.8. Outdoor and site lighting. I did not see that specified on the plan. Just want to make sure that that gets followed when you get that portion of it taken care of. Follow IDO section 5-12 for signs, both freestanding and wall signs for the MXM zone district. Wall signs, even if painted on the building, as shown in the submittals, must meet percent of facade requirements, 15% for MXM zone. And the freestanding pylon sign must be located at least 3 feet from the property line, not indicated on the site plan. And this is as per IDO section 51G, table 514. That's all the comments I have, and no objections to the project.
Okay, so for number two, for the site lighting, would you like us to provide a package for that so you can see what's going on? Or do you just kind of want us to point out what those requirements are? Because we can provide a lighting package for you.
This is Jeff Palmer with Code Enforcement. I just wanted to point that out and make sure that you follow those standards. I don't need to see them at this point in time.
Okay, perfect. And then for the last one, so there is a freestanding sign being identified in the on the northwest corner, and it is within the 3 feet that is required. So I did want to point that out. It's B on C5.
Okay, and I'm sorry, this is Jeff Palmer again. You said within the 3 feet, it needs to be outside of 3 feet, 3 feet away from the property line. And I just didn't see that measurement in there. Perhaps I overlooked it, but it needs to be 3 feet away from the property line.
Okay, yes, absolutely. I did state that wrong. It is 5 feet from the property line as currently shown on the site plan.
Perfect. Thank you for pointing that out to me.
Okay. And that's all I had. Thank you.
Parks and Recreation.
This is Cheryl Sommerfeld with the Parks and Recreation Department. This site plan set was reviewed for the EPC hearing, and there are no additional comments.
Thank you. Hydrology.
Ernest Armijo, Hydrology. Hydrology has an approved grading and drainage plan for this. We have no objection. On the infrastructure list, please include the proposed manhole on there before we can sign off on that.
Understood. Thank you.
Transportation.
Good afternoon, Jean Wolfenberger with Transportation. Platting action shall be approved prior to site plan approval. Established shared access as part of platting action as stated in the application. On the infrastructure list, as you know, types of item descriptions I'm looking for, there are ones that just specify the storage length and lane width, just that, you know, mirror the traffic impact study recommendations, just to make it a bit more clear. I know that was probably your intent to match that, but I just need that to be more descriptive. Also, on a separate sheet, show the queue for the drive-through at 20-foot lengths. And most of my other comments were actually pretty minor, including the site distance triangles. Did you receive my comments from last night?
Yes, I did.
Okay, so that's all I had.
Okay, and for item number three, can we just show the cars in the queuing to satisfy that requirement?
Yes, they're 20 foot. It can just be on a separate exhibit.
Okay, thank you. I don't have any other questions.
Okay, planning comments?
Hi, this is Jay Rodenbeck. So I didn't see signature blocks for DRB members in solid waste on the site plan. Regina, regarding solid waste, can you confirm if you received solid waste approval on your EPC site plan amendment already?
Yes, we did receive the solid waste approval.
Okay, thank you. So regarding the signature blocks for DRB members, make sure you add them to the site plan. And Madam Chair, what do we want to do with the solid waste signature? Ms. Okoye just confirmed that for the EPC approval, they received solid waste signature.
Go ahead.
Madam Chair, this is directed to you. Regarding the solid waste signature, Ms. Okoye just confirmed that for the EPC approval.
I think she was going to respond to that.
Sheet number 12 of the package, we do have that signature on there.
Oh, you do have it in here?
Yeah. Okay. So it's before all the plan sheets on number 12 of the package.
Okay. You said 12 of the submittal, right?
Yes.
So can you get that confirmed on the record that way? There it is. All right. Thank you for confirming that. All right. So as far as remaining comments, we need the project and application numbers added to the plan. There's an infrastructure list included with this application submittal. Therefore, a recorded infrastructure improvements agreement must be submitted prior to final sign-off. If and once this site plan is approved by the DRB. And I'll note too, we just need to have that infrastructure list signed and dated down here. Also, kind of like the previous Raising Cane's, which we reviewed last week, we just need confirmation that the building design requirements of 511E of the IDO are being met in our comment response letter and or on the elevations. Staff could not discern that the requirements were being met for the EPC staff report, EPC site plan amendment, or EPC final site plan sign-off submittal. So, and to confirm those requirements to be met, please, staff is requesting that color elevations be submitted in the supplemental submittal. And I'll finally note that 55I2A of the IDO requires a landscape buffer at least 6 feet width to screen drive-through lanes adjacent to public rights away. The applicant asserts that a portion of the buffer on the northeastern portion of the site adjacent to Montgomery Boulevard cannot meet that requirement. And the buffer is as narrow as 3.6 feet. Let me go back to the site plan here so we can see what I'm talking about. And the applicant asserts that that buffer is as narrow as 3.6 feet in width. And I'll note that the applicant has applied for a waiver from this requirement, which is scheduled to be heard at the May 18th DRB meeting, and that the EPC final site plan sign-off cannot be approved until and unless that waiver is approved by the DRB. And that concludes my comments. Thank you very much.
I have nothing further on that, and we will address your comments.
Thank you.
Okay. Thank you, Ms. Sokoy. We appreciate you doing all these steps. It looks like we need to defer. Did you have a date in mind?
Yes, the 18th.
I'm sorry?
The 18th.
The 18th, okay.
The 18th, please.
And you've received, you've more or less received comments back on your waiver about whether or not they wanted to, any neighborhood association wanted to have a meeting on that.
Yes, I actually got in contact with all the associations and they all rejected the neighborhood meeting.
Okay.
I got the last call yesterday, so I have all that finalized.
Okay, thank you for all that legwork. On that basis, is there a motion to defer item 6 to May 18th?
Lane Carter, Water Authority, so moved.
Cheryl Sommerfeld, Parks and Rec, seconds.
Please vote.
Lane Carter, Water Authority, I approve the motion.
Jeff Palmer, Code Enforcement, I approve.
Cheryl Sommerfeld, Parks and Rec, I approve.
Ernest Termijo, Hydrology, I approve.
Jane Wolfenberger with Transportation, I approve.
Oh, sorry, Jolene Wolfley, DRB Chair, approves. There's a consensus vote of the DRB to defer item 6. To May 18th.
Thank you.